I'm curious about your pre-monastic life and specifically what led you to the monastic life.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Canada, northern Canada. I grew up in the province of Manitoba, and it's about 600 miles north of the American border. There wasn't much Buddhism happening. And I was really looking for something. And when I went to university, I came across books on Buddhism. And that really stimulated, that really caught me. The hook was in then. But I didn't have any way of practicing. There was no meditation groups. I never ever heard of anybody teaching meditation, teaching Buddhism. So that after I finished my bachelor's degree, then I decided to travel. And my idea was to go to Japan. I traveled all through Europe and Middle East, India, before I got to Thailand. I didn't even know Thailand was a Buddhist country. And I got there and said, wow, there's Buddhism everywhere. So I found a place where I could learn meditation and stayed in a couple different meditation centers. And then the last place I was at, there were some monks who said, well, why don't you ordain? And sort of, oh, I couldn't do that. And the idea, because in my mind it was like you'd have to make a commitment for the rest of your life, and I certainly wasn't ready to do that. Places to go, things to do, and they said, no, it's in Thailand it's ordinary to take a temporary ordination. So that I said, oh yeah, 3-4 months, I could do that. So that was the extent of my aspiration, was to sort of learn a bit more about Buddhism, be a monk for 3 or 4 months, and then continue traveling. But yeah, the hook was in, so here I am 37 years later. And then, it was shortly after I ordained that I kept hearing about Ajahn Chah and forest monasteries, because where I ordained was on the outskirts of Bangkok. And so that was just really appealing to me. And my preceptor encouraged me to go and pay respects to Ajahn Chah. So I was still fairly newly ordained, and I went up to the northeast of Thailand where Ajahn Chah lived and went to his monastery and paid respects to him. And I was really taken by the lifestyle, the training that went on there, the monks, the nuns, the lay people. It was just seemed such a level of integrity. So I was really taken by that. But I also didn't stay. It was the first, arrived and I went into the monastery, found out where Ajahn Chah was. I went and paid my respects, did my 3 bows, sort of finished my 3 bows, came up, and Ajahn Chah just sort of looked at me and said, if you want to stay here, you have to stay at least 5 years. I can't do that. But after being there for some weeks, then I went off and went somewhere else and continued practicing. But all during that time, I just kept thinking of Ajahn Chah. Something was really compelling. And so after sort of going back and forth in my mind and then extending my stay, and it's like, 5 years is 5 years, go give yourself to Ajahn Chah. So that's what I did. And then, of course, I haven't gone anywhere since, really.